Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the board. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day with their moms, significant others, and everything across this great country. It's Monday, and it's always time for the show that I really get giddy for. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the start of a three-game series with the Dodgers and Pirates. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing, 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, it's more of him, less of me. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, we're going to flip the script these next 3 days.
Man, I'm doing great. You know, it's good to be back in Pittsburgh, you know, to start this homestand with three against, you know, the Dodgers tonight. Get to see some old friends, you know, get to see some guys that that live in my neighborhood, so to speak, out there. You know, you can find me online at TarikBrock. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that.
Yeah, you know, when you let's just recap the weekend and, you know, the rain and everything through the, Midwest and East. The first thing I took notice is we talked on Friday, man, oh, man. And then later that day, there were six rainouts in baseball starting with the Dodgers and Cubs. You guys got rained out. It went through Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, New York. Have you seen that many rainouts in your baseball career looking around? And I said to myself, that's six of them. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, that's not something that, you know, I remember hearing or seeing. But that storm just rolled through and just kind of set. Like, it, you know, when you would see it on radar, it looked like it was moving pretty fast, but it just kind of moved and just set. And the one thing you want to do is just start a game when you know more rain is coming and you don't have a large enough window to, you know, at least get, you know, through, you know, halfway the game, and then you can just pretty much start the next day where you just pick it up from there. So in both cases, in Detroit, and in Cincinnati, you know, they made a wise decision in just having us play two games the next day. But, you know, absolutely. And it was funny because we had, you know, one umpire that was in Detroit with us. And, you know, and I said, we got a doubleheader also while we're in Cincinnati, and actually showed up to do those two games, work the bases in Cincinnati to, you know, fly in for replay. And, you know, there was a lot of guys that, you know, will pull out of replay to go out and help fill in for games. So a very interesting weekend. And from that, it's been some beautiful weather. Yesterday was just lovely in Cincinnati and today so far. And, you know, pretty much for the entire week, we're going to have a really good week here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and the positive in that first game of the doubleheader on Saturday, JT Brubaker had one hell of a pitching performance.
You know what? Absolutely. I mean, he pitched, and it's what we want to see from our young guys, where they come out and they just, you know, attack the zone, meaning, you know, they're getting ahead, you know, they're minimizing, you know, runners on the bases, you know, doing the best they can to not get in three ball counts. And JT did a really good job of doing that. So it was really good. You know, anytime we go to Cincinnati, you know, he gets to pitch in front of family with a little extra motivation. You know, he's been doing great, man. Just been doing really great and doing everything he can, you know, to continue to grow as a major league starting pitcher.
Yeah, and then the injury to Roberto Perez. I mean, wow, that's huge loss for the pitching staff. It also forced Josh Van Meter to catch, and being the third string catcher, he hasn't caught since he was about 14, it seems like. But the great thing about it is your AAA team is not too far from Cincinnati and Indianapolis, so that helped things going into that second game.
You know, it did. You know, losing Roberto was just huge. He was doing a good job of handling, you know, our young guys and just post, you know, every day. You know, filled in one time when Knapp needed more time, and he's just been great. And I remember right before, early in the game, you know, he scored from first. Just running around and just motoring around. And I heard him say to me, he was like, I hope this guy hits the ball out the yard. And the ball was hit down the line and he was just hustling. And from my view, I wasn't sure, you know, what it was, an ankle or a knee or a hammy or a hip or, you know, you just wasn't sure. But you just knew that it was something serious. And for him to, you know, be in that much pain, that much discomfort, and, you know, have the wherewithal to climb back and get to second base, you know, says a lot about him as well.
Yeah, and this, the second game of the doubleheader, boy, Ben Gamel really starting to really get it going along with Brian Reynolds here. You guys pounded out 13 hits in the second game, a 2-for-5 from Reynolds. I mean, he seems to be getting it together after a little bit of a slow start, but man, oh man, when the weather starts to warm up, I look for big things from this guy.
You know, yes, Reynolds is going to do well, and he's going to do well for, you know, a couple reasons. One, you know, he's a good hitter, you know, both sides of the plate, you know, just very consistent, you know, in his approach. You know, this year he's not flying underneath the radar by no means. You know, there's a little adjustment that, you know, he needs to make to the league. And that's what happens to, you know, good hitters. You know, they make those adjustments. You know, it doesn't go, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks. And he also had, you know, some balls like he did yesterday where he just hit a ball and the guy jumped up and made a great catch. You know, he had quite a bit of lineouts, you know, so far on the season. So I just look for him to just continue to just roll. I mean, roll for him, really roll. And, you know, we'll see the Brian Reynolds that we saw, you know, last year.
Yeah. Keller had a tough go of it, but the bullpen stepped in with Hembree and Max Kranick, Stratton, and Ed Bednar to give up just one hit the rest of the way. But, boy, I'll tell you, if we can get Keller going, man, it's going to be lights out for the rest of the National League.
You know what? Yeah, yes. It's just getting him to be consistent. You know, the start that we saw, you know, a couple – outings to go at home, it's the same outing that we want to see, you know, the next outing and the outing after that. And, you know, that's the part of when you have young pitchers is it's all about the consistency, you know, having it, building it, you know, maintaining it. And, you know, so we look forward to him, you know, mustering up those types of starts, you know, repeatedly coming up here for us.
Yeah. And with the rain delays and the makeup of doubleheaders and everything, this is a fun question to throw at you. You know, with the food spreads around the cities and everything, in your mind, besides Pittsburgh being the best, who would on the road and everything, who has the best spread across the cities, and who might have? Well, I'll try it once and I'll try it again.
Wow. You know, when you're in a situation like that where it's a doubleheader, it can go, you know, one of many ways. You know, I like turkey burgers, so if you can make a good turkey burger in between, you know, two games is great. But then also sometimes either, you know, they have a menu that they cater in or that, you know, the chefs, you know, prepare. And, you know,
right.
I haven't run into anything or – any meals where I go, nah, I'll pass on what's around. And then our nutritionist Hillary does a great job too of making sure we have a good variety of food in every city, you know, that we go to and stuff. And she's been doing a great job as well. So favorite, I mean, that's tough. It really depends on, you know, where you at. I know in Cincinnati, you know, I know I call it cookout food, which is, you know, picnic food, which is, you know, ribs, baked beans, macaroni and cheese, which was really good there. You can't go wrong with that as well. You know, L.A. is always good because it's some restaurant that they get catered in. And then there's always some type of, you know, major steak chains, whether it's Morton's, Fleming's, or something like that, Ruth Chris or something, where they bring in some really good steaks as well.
Yeah, man, oh, man, it sounds good. A little July 4th celebration coming up early. Big series. God, I wish I was out there this next 3 days with you in Pittsburgh. It's the two night games. It's a day game on Wednesday. The Dodgers are coming in hot, 19-7, reminiscent, in fact, with some of your friends from the other side. And this is a team that really seems to be rolling. They took the Cubs out 3, but they've had our number for a couple of years, but I think we're ready to flip the script on these guys in the next 3 games. Any thought to that?
You know, definitely. I mean, we know who they are. We you know, had our run-in with them, you know, last year where they were here, and we had a couple of games that just came down to the very end, but their experience, you know, being battle-tested, they were able to pull those games out. And then we went out to L.A., you know, some of our players, first time being in L.A., we just ran into a bus, but they were really rolling. So now we get a chance to do it all over again here in Pittsburgh, you know, new year, and just go out and just play, you know, our type of baseball. It doesn't have to be pretty. You know, all we have to do is just continue to be consistent, you know, catch the ball, throw the ball, run the bases well, and get timely hits. And, you know, on the pitching side is, you know, throw strikes and avoid, you know, a bunch of traffic, which means runners on the bases, and just minimize damage. And when you get a situation where it's like second and third and one out, you know, okay, they hit the ball forward, it's got to be an out. You know, they might get a run, you know, but it's best to have a runner on third with two outs than, you know, both runners score and we got a runner on second, or, you know, a runner on first. So that's pretty much the key to the series for us.
Yeah. And when you look at it, you know, when you're playing a team like this, you know, they're loaded with all-stars and stuff, and, you know, you'll see Urias today, you'll get Gosselin, and the pitching matchup really hasn't been announced, I guess, for Wednesday yet. But I think the first order of business is try to beat them as you take the innings apart. You know, get the three outs, get them out of there, let's go into the second inning and try to, you know, outscore them and then put a finishing touch on it when you're playing a team like this. Any thought to that?
Yes. I mean, the biggest thing that we're trying to do is we're just trying to win, you know, half innings. You know, we have to really, really break it down where, you know, the top of the first tonight, we need to win that inning. I mean, you know, we walk off the field and, you know, it's 1-2-3, or, you know, they strand a runner and there's no outs, or I mean, there's no runs. And then come in the bottom half of that inning and we need to win that inning, you know, even if we just push one across, like we need to just win half innings. And if we can do that, you know, I really, really like, you know, our chances, because we know this game is going to come with a huge amount of intensity that they'll bring just because of their cachet. But, you know, for us, when you're trying to, you know, climb the mountaintop, it takes a lot of energy, and we're young. And so we have the energy in order to do it. We just need to do it. And, you know, like I say all the time, play quick, make good decisions. If we do that, then it'll be a really good game, really good series for us.
Exactly. And this is a team that likes to take pitches and everything and weigh out. So, yeah, very instrumental to get them in these half innings and beat them that way. And, you know, it should be a great series with them. And then the Reds come in, the payback with those guys. And it seems like it's a quick road trip to Chicago and then back to Pittsburgh again with St. Louis and Colorado before I get to see you out here in San Diego and L.A. So as we lay the schedule down, man, oh, man, what a an opportunity that's going to be today. I'll be watching. As a matter of fact, it's a big night in Pittsburgh. You got the Penguins playing the Rangers just right over the bridge there. So, man, Pittsburgh's going to be lit up today on Monday night. A little madness on Monday.
You know what? It'll be really good. You know, very happy for our brothers. Across the freeway over there. They're doing really good. It'll be electric. For them, man, we're wishing them well. Wish we had a day game to be able to, sneak over and, catch a couple periods of hockey if we could. But we'll support from them. We'll be checking and getting some updates. I'm sure they'll put some updates on the board, as we're playing. And, hopefully, we could feed off of the energy that they'll have over at the PPG Arena tonight.
Definitely. Okay, my brother, I know we're going to do this again Friday with the second game of the four-gamer with the Reds. Get them Dodgers tonight. How can people get a hold of you?
Man, we will. You can get a hold of me at first and last name, TarikBrock, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Definitely, man. Grab a cup of coffee. Take a stroll around the Roberto Clemente Bridge, and man, oh man, I can't wait to talk to you Friday, my friend.
All right, sounds good, man. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Actually, a great start of the week, rather.
Yeah, definitely. He's Derek Brock in Pittsburgh. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Friday from Pittsburgh as the Pirates will take on the Reds in the second game of four. Till then, have a blessed day, and thanks for tuning in.